trusting in Him, having faith in Him, having that trust, because that faith and that trust goes so far, so far. And when I came to church with an open heart and an open mind and the love for God, as I was praying, He said, get on your knees, Jessica. Get on your knees now, and you pray to God. So I did, with all my heart. I poured it out on the floor on Sunday. And I got back up, and when I got back up, the Lord said to me, I'm healing you now. Your lungs are restored now. And when Pastor Chad came up, and he said the first thing came out of his mouth was, I ask for healing upon those who are sick. And the Lord hit me like a ton of bricks. And I fell back in my chair. Layla saw it. I fell back in my chair. And I just thanked Him. And I just took a minute, and I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And then I went, and He started preaching. And I went to grab my oxygen. And He goes, don't you dare put that oxygen back on. Don't give that devil that satisfaction. And then I said, well, can I check my numbers? He goes, no, you can't even check your numbers. I don't want to see you checking your oxygen. And let me tell you something. I haven't been on my oxygen since Sunday. Now, the thing with healing, when you get that blessing from God, you got to keep it. And the only way to keep it is rebuking the devil, not letting him put lies into your mind, not to let him put those bad seeds in your fruit garden. You ask God, God, I ask you, pluck out every weed in my garden. And you keep telling Him, I am healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I have been. And let me tell you, today was the first day that He allowed me to check my numbers. And when I did, they were normal. And I know that I will continue to be healed. And I know that that devil is still going to test me. But you know what? My faith and my trust is strong. And you guys, you have that in you too. If I can go through it and I can do it, you guys can do it too.
Amen. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? So what I want to do a little bit something different tonight is if we could stand up and just take a little time and pray. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. Yes, we're going to do something a little different tonight. But let's take a little time and let's just pray. Gina's worshiping there, pray in the Spirit. Let's pray for Israel. Continue to pray for Israel, for God to bring many in the Middle East. Sometimes we'll just focus on those things in the Middle East. Amen. But realize this, as we see what's happening on the surface, thank you for Jesus, for what you're doing under the surface, bringing people to Jesus. And then remember, as we're in these end times, as we see things starting to manifest and we see them, remember, man, we still have a life to leave here, to live here for with our families, for our children, for friendships, for our church, to keep doing the things what God would have us to do, is to continue to do what we're doing as far as for the kingdom of God. Amen. And being a blessing to others. And so as Gina begins to play, let's just pray. Let me just say this, a praying in the Holy Spirit. If you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and that you speak in tongues, I ask that you speak in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, this is what I've come to realize. This is what I've learned about it. I spent a lot of times waiting for something to hit me, and it can. My wife has that. We're 9 years old. She gets hit, you know, with the power of God and speaks in tongues, but that didn't happen to me that way at all. What I did by faith, I began to open my mouth and I began to just speak and speak. And so it even happened to me more, but I would say now that I speak in tongues often and it stirs my heart. It also, as I speak in tongues, that God will drop things into my spirit and show me and teach me things. And show me things coming through speaking in tongues. So what we're doing as a church is we're just taking a little time to pray. And to pray in the Spirit. And what I also, if I do, is when I'm praying in the Spirit, because it says when you're praying in the Spirit that your mind is unfruitful, doesn't doesn't mean you don't have a good mind. It's just that you're praying in the spirit. You're praying the will of God. But I'll be praying in the spirit, and then in my mind, I'll be praying in my mind for specific things. It could be family members. It could be my church, my community. Amen. And begin to pray for that. Pray for Chino Valley. Pray for Chino Valley High School. I was wrong. I thought when I said Sunday I was going to be meeting with her Tuesday, I was wrong. It was the following. It's next Tuesday. So I was wrong on my calendar in my mind. But nevertheless, I'll be meeting. I'm excited about that, and excited about God moving in the high schools and what He's going to do there. So let's bathe that with prayer. So let's just take some time, pray out loud. When we have prayer on Sunday mornings, like, and I invite you, if you want to come to prayer on Sunday mornings, it's 9:15. We just pray for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, but we pray in the Spirit. We pray out loud. Man, that is, prayer is powerful. Amen? It really helps the agenda for that service that morning by the Holy Spirit. Because many times what will be prayed about on that Sunday morning is what will end up being coming forth in the message. Amen. So, Father, we love You in the name of Jesus. I know the Lord wants to give a prophetic word tonight, or maybe a couple. Pursue me, He said, pursue me, pursue me. This world will leave you dry. Amen. If you feel dryness in your soul, the Lord is saying, pursue Him.
Yes.
And He will fill you up.
Amen.
He will fill you up. Amen. So if you're feeling dry, Father God, we thank You. If there's any areas if you're dry, say, Lord, fill me up. Pursue Him day by day by day by day. Amen. The things on the TV will not fill you up. Have you come to realize that? The things that used to be okay now, they just don't last. It doesn't fill me up. Thank You for this day and this hour we live in, Father, for Your Spirit, Father God. As we pursue You, thank You for filling us up afresh and anew with Your Holy Spirit, Lord, with Your anointing, for a hunger for Your goodness, Father, a hunger for Your word, Father God, a hunger for revelation, Father God. We thank You for filling us up, Lord. But I hear the Lord saying, pursue me, pursue me, pursue me. And Father, we're here tonight to pursue You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord.
Father, we thank You, Father, for, Lord, like it says in that chapter, Father God, where it says the dry bones.
Yes.
Ezekiel.
Yes.
You know that chapter?
Yes, amen.
Ezekiel said there's nothing, but there's just this valley full of dry bones. And what did He say? He said, prophesy to those dry bones.
Yes.
And all of a sudden what happened, those dry bones came back to life. And Father, I just declare right now, those that we know that right now that are living a life in dry bones, Father, thank You for bringing them back to life. Thank You, Jesus, for bringing them back to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, those areas, even our own lives that may be dry, Father, thank You for bringing them back to life in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank You for life in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You for freedom in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank You, Father, for Your mercy in Jesus' name. So we bless You and we honor You. We praise You, Father God. Thank You that Your mercy and Your love, Father God, never forsakes us. So we thank You for that. Hallelujah. We bless You and thank You for that, God. Hallelujah. If your flesh is saying, I don't feel like it, just saying, lay down, flesh. Hallelujah. Continue to pray.
Yes.
Someone's saying, yeah, but you don't know what I've done today or what I've been thinking. Yeah, press in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You might say, yeah, but you don't know how weary I am. Hallelujah. That's why it's wonderful just to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's what Jesus said. Baptizes afresh in the Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray, Lord, we'd have a fresh and new hunger, Father. A fresh and new hunger, Father God. A fresh and new hunger, Father God, we pray. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Ministering to my soul. Amen. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. And part of that is praying in the Holy Spirit. Yep. Praying in His anointing. And sometimes I have to remind myself, I'll be on the way to driving and on the way to town. I said, you know, this would be a perfect time to turn off, you know, conservative radio and pray in the Spirit. That conservative radio station will be there tomorrow. It'll be the same news, right? And I know I agree with him already. Amen. So, Lord, you know, just those times where we sit and we talk about when I feel like the Lord's saying, hey, press in. It's you got to be intentional, right? Your flesh doesn't want to be intentional. You know, we love God. That's good. You know, we're serving Him when God's doing things. And there's this thing of being faithful in the monotonous things of life, being faithful, but sometimes being intentional, praying in the Spirit. Amen. Praying in the Spirit, being intentional. Yes. Okay.
Jeremiah 29:13, and I know everyone should know this. It says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Along with what you said.
And there's no better prophetic word than one that comes from the Scripture. Amen. You're just that stirring God wants to do. I just, you know, sense it. And I'm just not sensing tonight, but just saying, God, just sensing, saying, hey, spend some more time with me. Be more intentional. You know what? Growth. Being intentional.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, my son, he has this group of young men that he hangs out with, and now they're finding themselves now, and they're hanging together, you know, 20-somethings. You know, they'll be praying for 2 hours, praying for the family, praying for their church, praying for those young people.
They
said, Dad, we just started doing it.
In a revival.
And the next thing you know, we're praying for our families. He says, 2 hours later, he says, it's just, wow. So the next time we met, he says, we just prayed 2 hours again. And it wasn't something that, This thing, or I got to do, is just something that they said, man, we just want to see more.
Yes.
Lord, we want to see more. What you're doing, we would just want to see more. Just want to see more. How about you, Lord? How about you, folks? I just want to see more. I want to see more. Hallelujah. I want to see more. Father, I want to see more. In Jesus' name, we want to see more, Father God. Lord, we want to be intentional and see more, Father God. We want to see you, Father God, do the impossible. Father God, we live in a dry and thirsty land. Father, pour out your anointing in Jesus' name. Pour out your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Father God. Pour out the Holy Spirit, Father God. Father God, the people will be filled to overflowing, Father God. We'll be praying in tongues where they can't even stop. They'll be praying in tongues. I can't stop. Lord, we thank you, Father. You've done it before. before. We know you'll do it again. Hallelujah. You've done it before. You can do it again, Father God. We thank you for doing it again, pouring out your Holy Spirit afresh and anew on us. We thank you for that, God. And Lord, help us to be intentional, Father, during those times. Say, Lord, it's not enough. I don't want to be caught in the mediocrity of it's enough, Father God. It's not enough, Lord. You have, it's only not enough because you have more. You have more for us. So we thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. On the way to work, on the way back to work, when we're talking to individuals, Father, thank you for having a heart that says it's not enough. If it was enough, we wouldn't be where we're at as a nation. Let's just be frank, it's not enough. There's not enough God showing up in our churches yet, in our communities. But it's coming, amen?
It's coming, amen.
It's got to be a people that says it's where we're at, just not enough. Lord, let us be one of those. It's not enough. Lord, let us thank you for showing us the power of praying in tongues. Or what Paul says, hey, prophesy according to your faith. Yeah. Sometimes you got to step up and give that prophetic word. And if it's not right, God will straighten it out. It'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it said prophesy according to your faith.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
It can be one line. You could be line, you know, just one line. The only thing I heard tonight was, is being intentional.
Pursuing.
Wanting more.
Pursuing
amen.
Pursuing him.
What's that?
Pursuing him.
Pursuing him. Pursuing him. Lord, help us. I'm talking to myself today, by the way. Had nothing to do. I'm already saved. It's not pursuing him to get, you know, more salvation from him.
Yeah.
No, it's pursuing him because he has more for us.
Yes.
It's pursuing him because he has more for us.
Yes, he does.
He has more for you and I. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Konamarando babaraka shala babaraka shoto babaraki. Don't resist this Holy Spirit, man. Don't resist it. Do the opposite. Say, I might not quite understand it, but I receive from you, Lord. I want everything you have for me. Man, don't have a heart that resists the things of the Spirit. Don't have a heart that resists the things of the Spirit. Man, say, Lord, I want that river flowing through me. Don't resist it. Don't resist it, amen? Let it say, Lord, I want everything you have for me. And we only say that because he has more. We only say that because he has more. Hallelujah.
Of all my tradition, break down the walls of
The Lord wants to encourage you tonight in obedience. I know when I think about obedience, it makes me sometimes want to shudder, like I'm doing something wrong. But the Lord wants to encourage you tonight.
Amen.
You've come so far, church. Just think of what you've given to Him.
Amen.
Maybe it's as simple as anger or depression or sickness or addiction.
Thank you.
The Lord loves our obedience when we give Him things.
Yes. Amen.
When we trust Him. But can you make room? Make room for Him.
Amen.
Make room for more. Do you trust Him, church?
Yes,
to give Him more and more.
Jesus.
He lives inside of you.
Amen.
He's with you always.
Thank you, Lord. Trust you, Jesus.
His ways are better. Isn't obedience different when you love someone that you're listening to? You're not doing it out of necessity or doing it out of fear, but your obedience out of love. That's what God wants from you tonight. Give Him more. Trust Him more. See how He'll bless you. See how He'll grow you in the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. You are a good, good Father. We can trust You with everything, Lord Jesus. When we look back, there's never been a time where we've been without You, been too far, been out of reach. We love being obedient to You, Lord. Take it all. Whatever's weighing on your heart tonight, people of God out here, just give it to Him. Trust Him. He is faithful. Oh, He's so faithful. Thank You, Lord, that we can trust You with everything, with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Lord, we give You our heart, not out of fear, Lord God, but out of love, what You first did for us, Lord God, even while we were still yet sinners, what You do for us, that's right, You died for us, Lord. Amen. Thank You, Lord.
God showed me, God showed me something a minute ago. The warrior laughs when challenged. The warrior trains for combat, trains and sees the enemy. And when the enemy challenges him, he says, "Do you know how I've trained? Do you know how I'm equipped? Look at the armor of God. Look at the spiritual warfare we're called to. Look at what's going on in Israel and all this stuff. Do not fear it. Laugh. Because God Himself equipped you. God Himself has trained you. God Himself has given you the quest. How can any enemy stand against you? It's laughable."
Hallelujah. Yes.
The warrior laughs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
this sounds weird, and this has taken a lot for me to do, but I think we need to laugh. Are we warriors in the house tonight? I feel like we need to do what the Lord just said. The warrior laughs, guys. We got to laugh. Ha! I know that in my flesh, I'm going, this is weird, Lord, but you said to do this. So we're going to laugh because we are warriors, Jesus. Ha! Ha! Devil, you're defeated. Ha! 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 In your face, devil. Ha! 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 You are defeated. We laugh at you in Jesus' name. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. We laugh in your face because we are warriors. We are mighty in Jesus, the pulling down of every stronghold. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha! We laugh at you, devil. You have no authority and right over our families, churches, over cities, over nations. We laugh at you. Ha ha! In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Love you, Jesus.
Amen. As Gina just continues to play, I just want to share something here from Psalms chapter 40. Hallelujah. Amen. You love him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Amen. Amen and amen. Just want to read this psalm. Let's just read this psalm together. Psalms 40. I'm going to read from the New American Standard. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he reached down to me and heard my cry. Amen. And he brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the mud, and he set my feet on a rock, making my footsteps firm. Amen. Let me ask you, are your footsteps firm tonight? They should be if you know him. Doesn't mean you don't have struggles and different things, but your footsteps should be firm in Jesus' name. It says, he put a new song in my mouth and a song of praise to our God. Hallelujah. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. Amen. Man, they're going to fear to ever try to go a different direction again. They brought him out of this clay, out of this miry clay, put them on a rock, and they said, Lord, this awe and this fear says, Lord, I never want to leave this place again. Amen. It said, how blessed is a man who made the Lord his trust, who makes the Lord his trust, and has not turned to the proud, nor to those who become involved in falsehood, man. The Lord wants us to walk in the truth. His word is truth. The gospel message is truth. The word of God is truth. The truth is what sets us free. Hallelujah. So, Father, thank you, Father, that we will stay far away from falsehood. Amen. The lies of the enemy, the lies of those around us. Amen. Amen. We stay away from those falsehoods. Many, Lord my God, this is the day we're coming into. This is what I believe. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders which you have done and your thoughts towards us. This is amazing. And your thoughts towards us. There is no one to compare with you. I would declare and speak of them. What about all these thoughts it's talking about? They would be too numerous to count. Amen. That's how many thoughts, saints, he has towards you and I. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And then David gets this revelation about the new covenant. He says, you have not desired sacrifice and meal offerings. You have opened my ears. You have open ears tonight, amen, to hear what the Lord's saying. Open ears. Remember, we've been talking about the Lord this day and age, having open ears to what the Holy Spirit is saying, what Jesus is saying. He said, you've opened my ears. Says, you have not required burnt offerings and sin offerings. Amen. Then I said, behold, I have come. It is written of me in the scroll of the book. Did you know it is actually, there's a scroll of the book. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is written about you in the scroll. Did you know that? It's written about you. This is David. He's talking about Jesus, but it's a revelation he got that, man, you, all my days are in your book. You knew them before I was born. All my days were in that book. It is written of me in the scroll of the book. I delight to do your will, my God. Here's the thing where God began to show me. He says, your law is within my heart. That's talking about the new covenant. He's getting revelation here. And the revelation had come because he'd come through a time where he talks at the end of this, where he'd had all his guilty deeds. He couldn't get rid of this guilt. He couldn't get rid of this shame. And then God showed him there's coming a day on this new covenant, amen, where I'm going to wash this all away. It's not about all your doings. We do things for the Lord, but it's not all about the things that you're doing or people try to do to get rid of guilty deeds of the past. Amen and amen. He said, I've written your laws within my heart. He said, I have proclaimed good news of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips. And this is where the Lord begins to show me. He says, Lord, you know I have not hidden your righteousness. He says, your righteousness within my heart. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your righteousness by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Your righteousness is within my heart. He says, I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your mercy and your truth from the great congregation. And just a couple more verses for you and I tonight. He says, you, Lord, will not withhold your compassion from me. Did you see that? He will not withhold his compassion from you. Your mercy and your truth will continue to watch over me. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for your mercy watching over us. Thank you for your anointing watching over us. He will continually watch over us. You know what kind of comfort that gives me when he says that he will continually watch over me and comfort me. And then if you continue to read down in that chapter, he starts talking about why he was in this miry clay. He says, my guilty deeds I couldn't get rid of. My sins were more than the hairs of my head. My heart has failed me. See, he was going through that, and that's when God showed him, hey, there's coming a day where the blood of Jesus is going to deal with this. It's not about those burnt sacrifices. It's not about this. He says, your ears have opened me. You've opened my ears. He says, your law is within my heart. I will proclaim your righteousness. These last few minutes, can we just get up together? Can we proclaim his righteousness? And when the Lord began to show that to me, he said, don't ever not proclaim my righteousness from the pulpit. Because I have no righteousness. I don't know about you, but I have no righteousness. My righteousness is from him. Anything he's done in me that's changed me, and I don't know about you, but he's radically changed my life. It was all to do with his mercy, his grace, and his righteousness. So, Father, we worship you again as we wrap this up. Thank you for your righteousness, Lord. We give a wave offering, maybe a wave offering. Lord, we thank you, Father God, as they did in, Lord, with the Feast of Booths, they would give a wave offering, and it was just a declaring and a worshiping and honoring you, Father God. It was a joy in their heart, Father God, as they would remember everything you did for them, bringing them out of the desert, bringing them out of the desert. And maybe you and I just have to remember what kind of desert God has brought you and I out. Amen. When he saved you, amen. When he filled you with the Holy Spirit. And when I think of that, I just want to give him a wave offering, say hallelujah, rando baraki. Lord, I bless you and honor you, Lord, this evening. Hallelujah. We worship you and we honor. We thank you for your righteousness, Father God. We thank you that your mercy will never leave our side. Amen. Your mercy will never leave our side. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for that, God, as we honor and we praise you. Ora kashana mamarondo. Ora kashala mamarondo. Hallelujah.
I don't ever do this, so I do now. Deuteronomy 10, 14 through 18, this came to me. It says, look around you. Everything you see is God's, the heavens above and beyond, the earth and everything on it. but as your ancestors who God fell in love with. He picked their children, that's you. That's us. Out of all the other peoples, that's where we are right now. So cut away the thick calluses of your heart. And stop being so willful, hard-headed. God, your God, is the God of all gods. He is the master of all masters. A God immense and powerful and awesome. He does not play favorites. He takes no bribes. Makes sure orphans and widows are treated fairly. Takes loving care of foreigners by seeing that they are fed and clothed. And gives you the answers to your prayers are yes and amen. And that's not part of this scripture, but.
I love that. Where's that again? Can you put that up? John, can you put that Deuteronomy 10? If you have the message or NLT or something close.
MSG.
Can you go to 14? John, thank you, brother. Amen. We'll just take a second. Thank you. Look around you. Everything you see is God's. Amen. The heavens above and beyond, the earth and everything on it. But it was your ancestors who God fell in love with. He picked their children. That's you. Out of all the other peoples. That's where we are right now. So cut away the thick callus from your heart and stop being so willfully hard-headed. Amen?
Amen. Help us.
God, your God, is the God of all gods. He's the master of all the masters. A God immense and powerful and awesome. He doesn't play favorites. Thank you, Lord. Takes no bribes. Amen. Make sure orphans and widows are treated fairly. Takes loving care of foreigners by seeing that they get food and clothing. Father, we thank you. Thank you for washing over us tonight with the Holy Spirit and washing over us with prophetic words and washing over us with the Bible, the Word of God. So, Lord, we thank you for that. Does anybody have anything else before we dismiss tonight?
One of the people that I, on a regular basis, check in with is Julie Green. She is a true prophet of God. And while I don't remember from day to day the things she says, I do know several things that she's repeated over and over. It's coming. One of the things that is coming is a darkness. It's not coming for us, though. Our job is, after we put on the full armor, is to stand.
Yes.
And if you check in with the 10th chapter of Exodus, that is where they talk about the ninth plague, which is the plague of darkness. And it was so thick, they could feel it. But it's coming, but it's not coming for us. It's coming for our enemies. We will see it. We will probably experience it in some way. But God says, do not fear, I am with you. This is for them. So be of good cheer. Be prepared for what is happening, but know that God is with you.
Amen. You know, it's just like in Isaiah 60, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It says, for behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Raise your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar. And your daughters will be carried on the hip. Then you will see and be radiant. And your heart will be will thrill and rejoice because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. So, Lord, we thank you for that word. Thank you. And then exactly what it says in Isaiah 60, all things, whether prophecy or not, must be proven in the Word of God.
Absolutely.
And there's the proof right there. Oh, come on, brother.
I appreciate this body right here. I appreciate this man, that woman. Mighty valors of strength and just God's just mercy and grace. I'm just so grateful because a lot of churches aren't doing what you're doing, and you're empowering us through the word, basically, and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. And just the truth that comes up here. And more of it's coming. Get ready. More is coming. And I'm very excited. But as my brother was sharing that, and the great, great words that the Lord is just bringing to all of our hearts and minds tonight, this is what came to me as soon as you started speaking that. And it was Psalms 91, my refuge and my fortress. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
Amen.
You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place. The Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near you, nor near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. And that is an amazing scripture, but there is such encouragement in that, and I'm just so thankful for his word. God bless you all. Thank you.
I heard a little preach there.
Yeah, a little preach.
This is one of my favorite scriptures, is John 15, and it is, I am the true vine, and my Father is a gardener who cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. But every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it would be more fruitful. You are already clean because of the words that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself, but it's remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Amen. Aren't you glad to be in the branch? Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, I ask you tonight to place your hands toward my brother, pastor, and his wife. I'm asking the blood of Jesus over them. Wherever they go, that anointing is going to be on them heavily. And I'm believing this. I prayed for a couple of weeks ago. I prayed for his feet. You know, we're standing on holy ground right now. And my brother, wherever he goes to show a house or wherever he goes to preach the word of God, he's going to be wholly blessed. I'm believing this in Jesus' name. We're people that we want microwave everything. I've talked to my brother John. And you know what happens if you look in the book of Hebrews, what's the book of Hebrews about? It's about these people. They were kicked out of their land, but they left Egypt. And it took them 40 years because, you know, they were just arguing about everything. And we complain today if we have 1 minute cup of coffee in our microwave. You know, these people have such faith. If you can one day just read the book of Hebrews, and you'll see how much faith they had. And it's not the kind of faith that you invent. It's one that comes from God in the heavenlies. And one day we're going to meet him by faith. And I just thank you. And I pray for our warriors right now. I just heard they sent 2,000 Marines to Israel. Pray over these Marines. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I've been in mortar fire. I've been under rocket fire. I've been under machine gun fire. It's not fun. I did it because I was a patriot. So many of these people were patriots right now in the military, and they're also Christians. So pray that they receive the blood hedge of protection over them in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for protecting our Army, our Navy, our Air Force, Marines. May there be revival in the forces, amen, in the military. Lord, we pray for a revival. And Lord, as we just said, when darkness comes, when enough darkness comes, people say, I've had enough. I'm going to come into the light. So thank you for doing that. Hey, thank you. Lord, I thank you that our services will never be the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.